Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Peter Welch. Peter, are you eating well?
I am eating well. I'm exercising, I'm eating, and life is good, and the spring is here, and I'm out doing the spring cleanup, and things are looking bright in Vermont.
Okay, everybody wants to know, what's your favorite food?
Ben and Jerry's Jerry Garcia.
Are you saying that because it's political, because that's where they come from? Or do you really think that's true?
You know what? I do love it. I can't eat it. You know, it'll kill me if I eat too much of it. But I do love it. And I do like maple syrup at breakfast every single day. I'm like Homer Simpson. You know, I can drink a pint of it. It's really good.
It really is. I agree with that. But other than ice cream, what's your other favorite food?
You know, I like a lot of food. I like fish and chicken. I love vegetables. So it's kind of eclectic.
Mario Cuomo used to say vegetables, but you said vegetables. That's the right way, I believe. Okay, so on with the business. Are there things that were not met by the COVID relief plan that you'd still like to see this Congress handle?
Well, the infrastructure plan, of course, is next. And, you know, COVID relief was about the emergency. Infrastructure is about the future. And we have been talking about infrastructure all the time I've been in D.C. And yet, even though there's a consensus, Republicans and Democrats, we haven't done it. And this time I think we will, even though we have this razor-thin margin in the House and in the Senate. And the reason I think that is that President Biden has embraced this fully and completely. And he's done what others have failed to do. He's proposed a way to pay for it, and that's the corporate tax. And we'll have a debate about that in an argument. But what it reflects is a seriousness of purpose by the Biden administration that they really want to get this done. Also, when you're talking infrastructure, we all need it. We need our roads and bridges to be fixed. We need our water and sewer systems to be repaired. We need broadband build out. So the things that are in infrastructure, if we do them, they have the potential to unify the country. And Biden's good at that. So that agenda is really, really important. The other thing that so impresses me about his infrastructure plan is that he's acknowledging that we have had a deficit in investing in our human infrastructure. And he wants us to include ways to deal with child care and family leave, to caring for our elderly. And, you know, all our families need that help. I mean, if you're a frontline worker and you had to go to work, but now your kids were home during the pandemic and you had no child care, what a situation that family was in. And so many American families were in that situation. But the president is understanding is that really is a killer, you know, for kind of crushes families. It's tough. And it's not just whether you voted for Trump or you voted for Biden. If you've got kids, you love your kids. And if you want to go to work, you want to have confidence your kids are safe. And I don't care whether you voted for Trump or Biden. And Biden gets that. So what he's proposing are things that are going to be beneficial to all of us. And I think that that is what this country needs.
Peter Welch, what's the fate of the $15 minimum wage?
It's tough in the Senate. We passed it in the House and in the Senate. The two things. One is that they don't have 51 votes in favor of it or 50 with the vice president tie breaking. So it's uphill there. And as you know, Senator Sanders, who's been a champion of that in the Senate, made an effort to get that as part of reconciliation, and the parliamentarian ruled against that effort. So that set it back. But also they had a test vote there. And at this point, it doesn't look like they have a majority. But on the other hand, there's an enormous amount, I think, of support for it among people. And I think what Senator Sanders is doing is what he does so well. And he's mobilizing that support, hopefully to increase support among his colleagues, where we are going to need, depending on whether it's reconciliation or not, 50 votes or 60 votes.
Peter Welch, Vermont is more rural and less populated than most of the country. So what unique infrastructure needs does Vermont have?
Well, we need broadband, but that's not unique. I mean, on this question of what America needs, some places we need more of it, like broadband in Vermont. We are the most rural state in the country. We've got 60,000 folks who basically don't have access to broadband. A lot of folks where the broadband they have is inadequate. So we need that. But the other things that we need, you know, for our working families, affordable child care, family leave, higher wages, affordable education, the things that we need are needed by a lot of really good people all around the country. And I'm kind of being repetitive here, but I think it's really important. There's a recognition that the federal government has to play a role in making these things happen to make, because if we don't, there'll be no economic opportunity and a lot of pain for working class people. The McConnell approach to politics and life is basically cut taxes and the private sector will get everything done. Joe Biden is doing a frontal assault on that myth because, you know, McConnell's had his chance, but he says lower taxes. Well, what's that going to do for infrastructure? Lower corporate taxes. What has that done to build out broadband? I mean, basically, the McConnell approach, I think, has been busted for the failure it's been. It is really an ideology in service of lower taxes for pretty wealthy people, but no investment for everyday working people. And Biden's taken that on in a direct way. And since there's real truth to the Biden approach, where if we get broadband out, it's going to help you, whether you're conservative or liberal, there's real potential for a transformation in our politics with Joe Biden.
Do you feel that we are on the precipice of an era of good feeling because the Republicans are doing nothing to help?
It's a jump ball. You know, I feel extremely good, as you've heard, about the direction Biden is trying to lead us in. But I remember January 6th. That was in January 6th, but it's really not behind us. And there were two things that happened on that day that are unprecedented in our country. And it wasn't just because people woke up in a bad mood on January 6th. It's because of the turmoil that's been created and is still part of our Democratic debate. But the two things that happened, one, there was a rejection of the peaceful transfer of power, which is an absolute bedrock of our democracy. And number two, there was an embrace of violence as a political tactic to achieve your goal. Rejection of election results, acceptance of violence. Those two issues go directly to the heart of our democracy. And what propelled them is still at large. And whether the institutional approach, the small d democratic approach that Joe Biden is taking will prevail, or the autocratic approach and the rejection of democracy will prevail, is going to depend on, I think, what we do in the next couple of years, because we have got to restore trust in institutions at the local, state, and national level. And I think that's the test. So what all of us do, from local school boards to state legislatures, to the Congress, will we actually deliver results that give everyday people confidence that government is working on their behalf and it's not a rigged deal? That's up for grabs.
Congressman Peter Welch is one smart dude, and I always love talking to you, Peter. When we come back the next time, I got a lot more to ask you, but thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Alan.